This is Blendoing Country, home of the interviews.
Buongiorno, buongiorno, benvenuti alla sesta puntata del Blando Incontra. Oggi chi incontriamo? Oggi incontriamo Son of Dave, un uomo noto come il re delle One Man Band. Fa tutto da solo questo uomo. E ovviamente ricordiamo, questo artista sarà in Italia in 5 occasioni, per 5 date. Venerdì 13 dicembre a Roma, all'Init. Invece il 14 dicembre al Moses Club di Napoli, il 15 al Satiricon di Frosinone, il 19 dicembre invece al Locomotive Jazz Festival di Lecce e il 20 dicembre invece al Fish Market Padova. E quindi iniziamo subito questo collegamento telefonico con Son of Dave. Sono qui con Son of Dave per un'intervista internazionale. Iniziamo subito con la domanda. Hi, Son of Dave.
Hello.
So let's start. Iniziamo subito dall'inizio. Quando hai iniziato a suonare e come sei arrivato al blues? Let's start from the beginning. When did you start playing music and how you came up with blues?
It was Christmas time when I was very little boy, maybe 6 or 7 years old. Mm-hmm. My Christmas stocking had a harmonica in it. Mm-hmm. I'm not joking. I'm not making this up. And so it was either Santa Claus, mm-hmm. or God, or Dave, who put the harmonica in the Christmas stocking. And I don't believe in Santa Claus or God.
What kind of harmonica it was? It was a chromatic one, you know, the ones that change tones.
No, that would be a terrible present for a child.
Okay. A Natale, qua, all'età di 7 anni, nella mia calza natalizia trovai un'armonica. A lasciarla forse Babbo Natale, Dio oppure Dave, mio padre. Molto più probabile quest'ultimo, perché non penso che siano stati i primi due. Cosa ti ha lasciato l'Inghilterra, cosa ti lascia tuttora nella tua vita e cosa ti ha insegnato nel campo della musica? What did England teach you in music, left you in music?
England?
Yes.
What have I learned about music in England? I've learned how, it's like learning how to box, how to fight.
Mm-hmm. Because of the other bands?
Because of the other bands, because of the people who are drinking, the young people who are drinking in the clubs and bars, they're very noisy. You have to come out and hit them hard, get their attention, mm-hmm. and hold it. It's not very polite, mm-hmm. and I like this. It's a lot of competition, and you have to fight hard to win.
And this passage from Canada and England, was it tough? Was it rough?
It took 8 weeks on the ocean. The seas were very, very stormy, up and down and up and down. But I hung on to my favorite amplifier and all my harmonicas, and I finally made it back back to England.
In Inghilterra ho imparato a combattere sia con gli altri gruppi che per attirare l'attenzione del pubblico. Il pubblico è un pubblico difficile perché principalmente parla e beve molto. Il passaggio invece dal Canada all'Inghilterra lo ricordo come un viaggio mistico, che durò ben 8 settimane, se non ricordo male. Qual è la tua relazione con i Crash Test Dummies ora? If I can ask you, what is your relationship with the Crash Test Dummies now?
It is the same relationship I have with my 20s. I'm 46 years old now, and so anything I did in my 20s seems like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I still communicate and keep in touch with them. Mm-hmm. We were very close when we were young.
Mm-hmm. È lo stesso rapporto che ho con i miei 20 anni. Ora ne ho 46 e tutto quello che ho fatto a 20 anni è un ricordo lontano. Mi sento ancora con loro, visto quanto eravamo amici da giovani. Ovviamente stiamo parlando con il re delle One Man Band. Quali sono i vantaggi e, come dire, anche i pro e contro di essere in una One Man Band? E questo album sarà un album con un gruppo pieno? The advantages and disadvantages to be a One Man Band. Obviously you are considered the king of the One Man Bands. And this new album, will it be a full band album?
This new album is not a one-man band album. Mm-hmm. The last record was, I make all sorts of records. I've made 5 or 6 records over the years, mm-hmm. and some songs are the one-man band and some songs are not. The last record was recorded with Steve Albini in Chicago, all mm-hmm. one-man band, live off the floor. And live to tape, and it would that I think that proved that I can make a great record as a one man band, mm-hmm. but making great records is an art form in itself, and I wanted to make a great record with all the traditions of instruments, piano, bass, guitar, and drum. Mm-hmm. And I think I did that. I wanted to make a record as good as any soulful record that I recorded or that I used to listen to mm-hmm. When I was growing up. And I think I did that.
And which are the advantages and disadvantages to be a one-man band in some cases when you are a one-man band?
I understand your question better now. The advantage is that I can make a living, that I can eat, mm-hmm. because to tour with a band is almost impossible these days. There is no money there's just so little money. People don't buy records. A lot of people come to concerts here in the UK, mm-hmm. Which is good. But the record industry has changed, so there's less money from the companies and mm-hmm. and less people paying for their music. They listen to it for free.
Obviously. Questo nuovo album non è un album one man band a differenza degli ultimi. Ho rilasciato 6 album che hanno dimostrato che so suonare nello stile one man band, ma in quest'ultimo voglio dimostrare di riuscire a fare tutto. Anche con una line-up di strumenti completa. Il vantaggio invece di essere una one-man band è di riuscire a campare principalmente, perché oggigiorno i tour con delle band sono quasi impossibili economicamente parlando. Il mondo musicale è cambiato e non ci sono più grandi guadagni dalle vendite di CD perché molti ascoltano gratuitamente online. Questo nuovo album, Blues at Grand, ti vedrà tornare in Italia. Quali sono i tuoi ricordi migliori, i tuoi più bei ricordi nella nostra nazione? This new album, Blues at Grand, will see even your return in Italy. What are your favorite memories you'd like to share with us about your staying here in our country?
Oh, I have a lot of memories, but are not a very good memory for names, places, or dates. But I remember being in a festival up in the mountains near Rome. And I don't remember the place, but it was like a full festival of arts and music and food in the mountains, and a storm came. The wind was blowing, the rain was pouring down. The concert was cancelled for a few hours. We saw these thick black clouds come over the mountain, and people running for their lives. And the water came down like from out of the Bible, you know, just like in biblical times.
Yeah.
Whoosh! And the wind was tearing everything apart. And me and my tour manager were almost naked. We'd taken off our clothes to go out and try to save the equipment with a tarpaulin, a big piece of plastic, mm-hmm. and saving it. There was no use for clothes because it was just like going into a swimming pool. So we were out there, and then we came back inside the church. This is where my dressing room was. It was in a church, in a beautiful church. But the water was so intense, it must have begun to fill up the crypts beneath the church, because up the wall came centipedes and insects, huge ones, coming up from underneath, from the ancient graves underneath the church, crawling up the walls like some kind of apocalyptic nightmare. There are great memories in Italy. That's only one.
If I can ask you, the new album, what does it mean to you? It has some biblical even meanings for you?
The new album has no biblical meaning for me, no. Good that you asked, but no, I'm
because
not.
Because these days some artists, especially even in blues and soul, has a lot of biblical meaning for them, you know? If I don't mistake.
A lot of blues music has done that. I try to do that with a bit of humor, mm-hmm. to be honest. You know, I have one song called Hellhound, one song called Goddamn, one song called Devil Take My Soul. These things are used in blues, but thankfully, Dave didn't make me go to church as a boy, and I've learned many more modern things than mm-hmm. the Bible. And I don't think there's anything on this record that, on the new record, that uses the old blues biblical terminology.
Mm-hmm. Ho molti ricordi in Italia, ma non ho una buona memoria per nomi, città o date. Ricordo una volta in una località vicino a Roma, ad un festival, un temporale ci fece cancellare per alcune ore il concerto. Nuvoloni neri coprivano il cielo e la pioggia cadeva come nei racconti della Bibbia. Io e il mio tour manager ci rifugiammo in una chiesa che era anche il nostro camerino per l'occasione. Questa chiesa, bellissima, si riempì di spaventosi insetti creando un'atmosfera da incubo. Provammo anche a salvare gli strumenti che erano sul palco, ma pioveva così tanto che siamo tornati a ripararci. Come dicevo, ho molti bei ricordi in Italia e questo è solo uno dei tanti. Invece, il nuovo album, a differenza di altri album blues o soul, non ha significati religiosi, particolari almeno, anche perché molti artisti blues si avvicinano alla religione anche seriamente, ma io solamente con un tono divertente. Ne parlo appunto in un modo divertente perché mio padre Dave non mi ha fatto andare in chiesa da piccolo e quindi non ne so più di tanto. Quanto tempo ci si mette normalmente per completare un album, per scriverlo, registrarlo e poi produrlo, ovviamente rilasciarlo? How long does it take to normally to complete an album, write it, record it and release it?
The last record took me 4 months to write, mm-hmm. and it took me 2 weeks to record it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was as a one-man band with Steve Albini. This was an exercise in perfection. This new record took 3 years. 3 years to write and record carefully, because I have to keep going in and out of the studio and find different musicians. And I wrote many, many songs and only chose the ten best songs to go on there. A very different process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different art form.
L'ultimo album l'ho scritto più o meno in 4 mesi e ho impiegato 2 settimane per registrarlo. Invece per questo nuovo album ho ricercato la perfezione e mi ha visto impegnato per 3 anni, visto anche la varietà di artisti impegnati nelle varie registrazioni. Ho scelto infine i migliori 10 brani da inserire nell'album. Quali gruppi in questo momento apprezzi di più e quale stile adotteresti se potessi scegliere in questo momento? Which bands do you admire in this moment, even from England, and which genre music genre could you choose if you could change?
I could change my genre, do you mean? Yeah. And which bands do I admire most in Britain?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Thanks.
I like... That's 2 questions.
Yes.
I like a group called Joe Gideon and the Shark. Joe Gideon and the Shark. They're a man and a woman who play together.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jake Bug a little bit, but I, you know, but I think he's very talented. Mm-hmm. But really, I can't stand people, young people, and he's still very young. I think he's very talented.
He's like 19, you know, 18, I think.
I'd like to hear the record he makes when he's 30 or 40 years old. Mm-hmm.
he now even approached a little bit of blues in his last record, if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe. I haven't heard, I've only heard a couple of songs. Mm-hmm. So if I could change my style, it would be... I've always played a lot of bluegrass or country music. Here you go. Bluegrass or country music, and I'd like to return to that soon because it's a little calmer, and I need to calm down.
I saw even a video with the Roberto Cavalli. How do you say? Party, the dress parties, no?
For the fashion week. I played on a Milan fashion runway. I think that's amazing. Not many blues men get to play on a Milan fashion runway.
Hey, it was fantastic. I saw it. Even the video on internet lasts almost 20 minutes, and it's fantastic to hear it all the way. Un artista che mi piace un po' è Jake Bug, penso che sia pieno di talento, ma a me gli artisti così giovani non mi stanno molto simpatici perché mi rubano il lavoro. Mi piacerebbe però sentirlo tra 30 anni. Se invece potessi cambiare genere sceglierei il country perché è più calmo e mi servirebbe calmarmi. Mi sono divertito a Milano per la sfilata di Roberto Cavalli, anche perché non molti bluesmen hanno avuto la fortuna e la possibilità di suonare durante una sfilata di alta moda. Hai qualche consiglio da dare a dei giovani musicisti che vorrebbero iniziare la carriera musicale? Do you have any suggestions to the young musicians listening now that would like to approach the music career?
Like advice for young musicians, advice for beginning musicians?
Yes.
I have some simple advice, which is stay out of my way. I need to make a living, and it's getting more and more difficult. I would prefer if you didn't get into the business.
Okay.
If you must get into the business, to survive, the only way you're going to survive is if you make music to sell to teenage girls.
Justin Bieber.
The boy, make music for teenage girls. Mm-hmm. You have to do that.
Like even Jake Bug, after all.
Even Jake Bug. Yeah.
Yes.
You have to. This is the only people who will. You can. And there, it's not that teenage girls are even buying records. It's just that people will sell advertisements over top of it. So that's where the money is. Mm-hmm. The only way that anyone can make any money is using advertisements. Mm-hmm. The world is going quickly to hell, and. You would be wise not, young musicians, you'd be wise not to enter into the business. Mm-hmm.
Il mio consiglio a dei giovani musicisti è di starmi alla larga, lo dico scherzando ovviamente, ma realmente le cose in ambito musicale non vanno molto bene. Io non consiglio di entrare nel business, ma se proprio dovete farlo, puntate a fare canzoni per le ragazzine. Quello vi porta sia soldi che successo. Per sopravvivere oggigiorno devi fare così, perché i soldi oramai stanno nella pubblicità e non più nei guadagni discografici. Allora, concludiamo ricordando le tue date qui in Italia nei prossimi giorni. Venerdì 13 dicembre a Roma, sabato 14 invece a Napoli, domenica 15 dicembre a Frosinone, 19 dicembre a Lecce e il 20 dicembre concludi a Padova. Oltre a Roma, dove sei stato? Let's end remembering that your dates here in Italy will be in Rome, in Naples, in Frosinone and Lecce and Padua. Did you ever been in some of these cities other than Rome that I already heard before?
Rome, in Napoli, sure, yes. I've been in Rome and Napoli. I can't remember if I've been in Padua or Lecce before. Mm-hmm. Somebody tells me I have, but I don't remember it because the years go by. I keep changing places.
Come on, you're young still. Come on.
Yeah. 46. I feel young.
Absolutely. You have to. Even my parents are this age. Sorry. Come on.
Ah, your parents are young. Your yes. parents are my age.
Yes. No, I'm pretty young. I'm 20 now. But maybe we'll see in Padua, because it's near to Trieste from where I'm calling now. And so I hope to see you there and to buy even the Blues at Grand, the new album that here in Italy is released by Sub Pop Records, if I'm not mistaken.
Excellent.
Perfect, perfect. I thanks a lot and see you soon, hear you soon.
Thank you very much for calling, and thank you very much for giving me this interview. I'm lucky with each interview I do.
Thanks, thanks.
Take care, my friend.
Roma e Napoli sicuramente, ma non ricordo Padova o Lecce. Alcune persone mi dicono di sì. Gli anni passano per tutti. Quindi ho l'età dei tuoi genitori? Bene, ci vediamo a Padova allora. Blues on Grant è rilasciato dalla Sub Pop Records in Italia, ve lo ricordiamo ulteriormente. Grazie ancora per aver chiamato e grazie per l'intervista. Sono fortunato per ogni intervista che mi fanno fare. Quindi con questo si chiude la nostra intervista con Son of Dave. Io appunto vi ricordo Blues on Grant disponibile dalla Sub Pop Records qui in Italia. Vi invito a comprarlo su i più famosi internet store come iTunes per esempio, e concludiamo qui questa intervista con Son of Dave. Grazie ancora.